Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to Dare to Dream. Today's show features Vivian Chavez, who is an Arcturian ambassador, intergalactic teacher, author, speaker, creator of the Arcturian Healing Arts Program and Arcturian Energy Matrix Healing. She is also the host of the Infinite Star Connections podcast and the radio show Arcturian Conversations. This show, Dare to Dream, won 3 Talk Radio Positive Change Awards just recently. Also, the COVR Award for Best Radio and Podcast Show. Welp Magazine named Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger one of the top 20 best podcasts to listen to this year. And it is high ranking under self-improvement in Apple Podcasts. This show is sponsored by Dr. Dane here in Access Consciousness. They do energy work all over the world. Go to Dr. Dane here, HEER.com. I'm Debbie Dashinger. I am a media visibility specialist. I am a book writing coach, and I meet with people from all over the world in a group twice a month on Zoom to help them take their book from the inception of the idea to completion and published. Also, I run a company that takes your book to a guaranteed international best-selling status. And boy, are there a lot of people right now coming forward that I'm working with on their books. Interesting times. And finally, I show spiritual messengers how to be interviewed on radio and podcasts and get massive results. If you feel resonance with any of these things and you know you need to go a little further there, let me show you how. I've got a free gift. It's templates, it's videos and how-tos, and it's fun. Let's get you more visibility. My gift to you, go to debbiedashinger.com/gift. That's debbiedashinger.com/gift. My guest, Vivian Chavez, is an interstellar being who ascended thousands of years ago. Her soul avatar essence has returned in a projected hybrid form as an emissary for the re-ascension timeline. Renowned for her advanced healing services, Vivian has conducted over 23,000 private sessions worldwide. As an oracle of Arcturus, her mission includes traveling from star system to star system to assist civilizations on the verge of evolutionary ascension process. She's a member of the Intergalactic Federation of Light and collaborates with Star Regency and Interplanetary Councils. Vivian speaks at conferences globally, and she's interviewed on radio and on online summits. Vivian is featured in the multi-award-winning documentary, Extraordinary, The Revelation. And she's also featured in an upcoming documentary based on Craig Campobasso's book, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac. If you'd like to learn more about Vivian, go to infinitehealingfromthestars.com. And with that, I welcome the amazing Vivian Chavez to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for this amazing introduction. It is such a joy to be with you and all your audience worldwide.
Wow. What a great bio. And I think the line that stood out most to me was about you assisting beings, planets, on the ascension timeline. Hello, here we are, humanity, Earth. Are you working with us right now specifically to assist us in this process?
Oh, absolutely, Debbie. And in fact, and the fact that I am here physically in this human hybrid form, it's the choice I made a long time ago when the Arcturians, the star delegation that I represent, when we are starting to see that the Earth herself was going to enter the most higher probability of the ascension timeline. And we have to think about when you look at intergalactic perspective with a race who is thousands and thousands of years old, it's a very natural ability for us to be able to look at multitude of timelines and to understand which one will have the greatest alignment. So this is why I chose to be on the planet, and we call it boots on the ground, to really support directly and accelerate that most higher potential of the timeline that we're in right now. And to that, I must say that 2024 is especially more potent in that direction. I mean, just with your work, all the people you interview, the light workers, the star seed coming to the surface, becoming more aware of who they are, want to create more. People asking more, what is my sole purpose? I'm here to serve. What else can I do? What else can I bring? And so, of course, we rejoice to see that, Debbie, because this is something that we've been guiding and supporting humanity for a very long time. And I would say, even in the ancient civilization time, like the time of Babylonia, Lemuria, Atlantis, leading to ancient Egypt, leading to, where we are today. So we've been involved, or an aspect of us have been involved with the Earth ascension evolution for a very long time. And it's really empowering to see where we are today and to look at the next 3 years, how much you are finally in that conjunction of really embodying and succeeding into your reascension return. It's a grand return in that state, if that makes sense.
Yes. And what I like about this time, I mean, I don't like it in a sense because there's so much coming at us right now. I feel the energy of that. And concurrently, I see someone like you, like you're a perfect example, Vivian, because I have watched your star, if you will, rise and continue to rise. And all the places you're being asked to speak and featured and interviewed. And one that shows me a great acceptance about this conversation. And two, the fact that somebody like you is more and more coming on the global stage, that's the energy I'm seeing. The world is hungry, but the world also needs this kind of direction during tremendous change, but also a lot of possibility.
Very, very well said. In fact, that intertwined with the next point we want to share is that the fact that, like you said, like talk about my star rising on a more global level, more recognized, there is a more acceptance. There's more, even in the collective consciousness on the planet, there is a higher frequency or a stability in the frequency that we are maintaining consciously. And that allows us to be more face to face, more predominant, to bring finally these layers of frequency we've been wanting to do for a lot of time. I remember myself in my own journey, even 10 years ago, the team would say, my actor and father would say, look at where the conscious stage is there. You're going to be either invisible or you're going to be simply rejected because the frequency are not, they're not ready for this. Now we're entering a stage where claiming I'm a star seed, or when my mother was pregnant with me, my star group added some DNA feature to help me to my mission, would be considered as a form of hybrid, or the star children of all generations. I see people even throughout Asia rising, asking, how can I be in oneness with the creator? How can I support that awakening process? I had recently a private session with a beautiful gentleman directly from China, and his desire was to return in communion with Creator Source, and was reaching out to us how much we can help him more in that sense. And we did a lot of soul coaching to help him understand the power that he carries in him and how he can really shift synergy around him. So we're returning into the asking different questions. We start to awaken these higher faculties, this higher state of presence, perceptions, understanding, and even embodiment that allow us now more and more and more as we move into the stage of the world to be able to bring in the next level of knowledge, support, guidance, reawakening of ancient connections, whether it's techniques, whether it's, you know, rediscovering the mechanism of your body template. We're finally in that point. So at the beginning of this new year, 2024, my delegation came and said, "This is it. This is the year you've been waiting for." Wow. And I said, "What do you mean?" And they said, "For many of you have been preparing for this for generations. You're finally entering that stage. You are in that era. This is the beginning of it. You are finally arrived at that point." It is exciting. At the same time, we do understand there's a lot of changes coming in. The old structures need to be transmuted on a multitude of levels. And that's going to require all of us to understand a much, much bigger divine design behind this restructuration, whether it's the medical field, education, eventually financial, you know, how you understand your government structures or authority figure and all of it. It's helping to accelerate something in your DNA that helps you to release yourself from perceiving unconsciously yourself still as a slave race or, you know, to be at the mercy of a higher authority, whether it's a new law or regulation by either the Senate, senator or government or the president or any structure put in place. And you start to feel that it has less and less and less empowerment on you because you're breaking free from that encoding. And that is a part of the huge evolutionary process that we've been seeing over the last few years in particular. But now, as we're moving into the next 3 years, so the triple gateway of acceleration is going to be even more potent.
What do you mean by that? What's a triple gateway of acceleration? That sounds intense.
I knew you would ask this question. This is why we put that keyword just in place.
Good one.
So you have to think about when we speak, we look at from our intergalactic perspective. So we evaluate and perceive time really much outside of your 3D linear time. Okay. So we're not going to be talking about calendar years or prediction in time and space. We're looking at a movement. So 2024 vibrationally as a like a triple acceleration process, meaning that 24, 25, 26 create a triple corridor, if you would, of deep, profound metamorphosal changes, whether it's personal in yourself, collectively on the planet, but also within the body and the core of the Mother Gaia herself, because the planet is shifting. Wow. So an example of this is when we went through at the end of 2023 to December, shifting into January of 24, many people worldwide have felt almost like a contraction. Like there was a lot of disruption and health issue and moving and purging, and things were very, very condensed. That's because you were shifting out of a paradigm that is overlapping into the next, and you felt that crossing of the timeline, meaning the third dimensional timeline with the higher fifth dimensional ascension timeline, and then moving beyond. So the timeline were in conjunction with each other. Think of it as when you have either a solar eclipse, when the sun is in alignment with the earth and the sun or the moon, and you have different planets in conjunction, well, it will have a certain impact on you or on the electromagnetic field of the planet within your own body system, your chakra, your intuition. You may feel a certain, sometimes people feel that, well, I feel more like a burst of energy, or I'm unable to sleep as well. So, okay. It is interesting. So one way or another, when there is certain planetary conjunction or alignment in your solar system, it has an impact on all life on the planet, on the Earth, one way or another. So that crossing of the timeline that we've been feeling so tightly at the end of 2023, especially moving into 2024, we're going to start to feel that that conjunction is clearing away. And it's like when a solar eclipse is clearing, everything seems to come back to normal. But in reality, you still carry that new frequency or that changes in the field or that solar frequency that's been coming in. You still feel it, but it's toned down. So you become more normal, more organic, more natural. So we are shifting this way, and it's going to create a catalyst, a more conscious change and evolution. Yes, we are finally at that point. So trust in yourself, stay grounded, cultivate that connection with yourself. And it's all about stepping into your light as opposed to be contracted in fear and anxiety. Move back into your light, just breathe. Say, I'm coming into a point of zero point of divine neutrality. Reset. It's going to be important to reset along the way. So you stay in alignment instead of being thrown off balance, if that makes sense.
First of all, I love the question that this gentleman you were working with asked, and you're framing it that even questions like this are changing. What an amazing question. He wants to be more directly connected. Of course, he is, but I understand in this meat suit, it can be weird. So beautiful, beautiful work and question. And also, this idea of how much is coming to us and then our adaptability, and how much is coming to us and our adaptability. And I know I'm feeling that. I feel it. I'm so sensitive and I feel the energy. Then I can look at my life and go, wow, all these amazing opportunities are coming to me. And the drumbeat just says, yes, just say yes, just say yes, just show up. You're being pointed. And then I've even added into the mix, as though it's not enough and it is enough. What's already come my way is following my joy. And you know, one of my great joys is shamanism. So I've already signed up for a 12-week course here and a weekend in May in Colorado. And there's all this. And I keep checking in. Because it's a lot, especially as a sensitive who does need some space sometimes, but I feel the rightness, if I can say that, the correctness of this alignment right now. I don't know if folks out there can relate, but I'm jumping on board and I'm saying, I'm yesing, saying to joy, yes to hobbies, yes to where my heart is, my passion is, yes to speaking and doing things that are really visible that typically, you know, a part of me prefers not to do, but I'm saying yes. And do you see that energy for people and even more?
To some degree, it will be. At the same time, is each layer of joy, of new potential opening, when you allow yourself to be very much in alignment and understand what is the purpose behind this potential or this opportunity. Because one thing we see moving more into is stepping out of some of the spiritual concept and start to become more the application or the embodiment of it. So there will be stepping stones, some form of technology where people will be drawn to, or like you said, your joys in shamanism, or others will be more in terms of doing grid work or working more into intensively as beautiful bridge of interconnection with the intergalactic communities. So every stepping stone or every role that we embody and we say yes to, it's really an invitation to also rediscovering what is also profoundly changing in you, in addition to be of service, in addition to be a part of this movement that is rising, rising more and more into our light, rising into rediscovering who we are. So it's wonderful to watch again from an intergalactic perspective, looking at the human race and to see like the rainbow rays There's different spectrum of colors, and then there's going to be, different layers and different experiences. But we know that all of your rays, so to speak, eventually converge into a commonality, and that is your pathway to finally return to your reascension. It's a grand return in that sense. We've done this before multiple times, and as many old soul on the planet who have returned, descended, retracted, go back to the ABCs and go, oh, okay, now I can help you to show you what does it mean to go back from ABC and returning into a place of self-mastery. So take the time when all of you, everybody, of course, take the time and with each step that you say yes to, that you understand the purpose behind it, and you can integrate that to create a new foundation. So it becomes stepping stone, right? Each step you integrate, you master, is a part of you. And that is real, true, profound transformation. And so, yes, in that sense, we can see that happening more and more.
Yeah. I've never asked you this question. I met you many years ago. And the moment I met you, and it was on Zoom through somebody else, and I was like, oh, she's different. And when you were introduced to me as an Arcturian hybrid, I went, uh-huh. Yeah, she's totally, meaning you, Vivian, not totally from here. I get that. And I know one of the things I see in you, and I bring this up because not all humans have this, you are so incredibly well-mannered. Just gracious, always. You reflect such beautiful things back to people. You interact with people in such it's a divine way of being. And it's rare because not a lot of humans have that. And so that brings me to my question. So that's just a beautiful observation about who you are. One of the many things I appreciate about you. But what is it like to be you? How are you different than humans as a hybrid? What is it like to be you that is different than us?
Yeah. What an empowering observation and compliment. I am so moved. Thank you so much, Debbie, to exhume yourself some grace into what you do, and also uplifting everyone that you work with. So thank you so much for this. What is profoundly different about myself is, this is something that people I make comment about, is the way we think, the way I think, the way I perceive reality, the way I even speak. So the mannerism that you're referring to is also very innate. And of course, got polished more over time as I got to be more into my power, accepting the full spectrum of who I am, and understanding that it is all safe to be among humans, because at some point I felt, I'm not sure, you have seemed to be a bit unpredictable, it can go either way. But now there's more stability, it allows a fuller aspect of integration of who I am, as in this lifetime I have chosen to serve the prime creator as an advanced intergalactic being, because that's what served a greatest purpose for the time being. So these natural innate traits are very part of the Arcturian nature. We are known as great diplomats, ambassadors. In fact, oftentimes we're being called upon us by either groups or, federations or hierarchy or structure, this endless of it. There, we oftentimes call upon to be assigned to either a world or a civilization or a group that is either in conflict, or they are either a little bit in between, or they step out of distortion, or anything that needs assistance with, we oftentimes the ones who are going to be deployed or assist. And that can be also in the higher octave of a creation. For example, we work with this beautiful race who primarily will vibrate on a seventh, between seven and eight dimension. So for them, retracting their frequency into a lower form, it's impossible for them. So we oftentimes we're going to be the bridge or the representative, the voice for that group, communicating with other group who may be at a lower octave. So we're going to be the bridge in between. And that's an example of what we do. In addition to that, from a human perspective, and I must give credit to my human parents, is that I grew up also in a double French culture. And there is that also demeaning abilities. My mom always been very big on etiquettes, whether it's table mannerism, whether it's how to behave in public. I remember even as a child, I mean, I was maybe 7 years old, my brother was five, and we would go to fancy, expensive restaurant just as a treat, and, you know, once in a while, and sitting down at a table with a very complex setting of silverware on the table and having the, you know, the napkin on your lap and knowing exactly where to go and keeping my elbow off the tables and sitting on the chair, being able to eat. And the other adults around would look at us going, there's a family with very young children in a very super expensive, well-mannered restaurant, and they're just sitting there and they're having a dinner like it's just a walk in the park on a Sunday afternoon. That's because we were also raised that way. So again, this is no coincidence why we chose this lineage for many reasons. This is only one of them. There's this combine of synergy of being thought on a human level, but also at a soul level because of who I am. It is profoundly a part of who we are as Arcturians. It's just, plus, the thing is that when we connect with someone like today with you, Debbie, and your audience, everybody's going to be watching, we feel you. We are more than exchanging words and uplifting conversation. We're exchanging a soul aspect with you. We can feel your energy. We're here to help you remember what is already in you and what we see as you. And then sometimes we have to bring a little bit more of our serious part and going, okay, we have to reframe a few things. But overall, we have this, we emanate as that presence, that love, that respect that is very natural because we understand the journey of Earth humans. We understand that this civilization has been manipulated over and over again. And this is more than, you know, our 3D human or destruction or mental or emotional. There's so much more. And we rejoice to see you finally say yes. We're saying yes to the journey. We're here for this. I'm here to retake my power. And it again, it's really part of who we are. We are Arcturians. This is our essence.
Thank you. That was not only beautiful, but really calming to listen to. And I can just imagine you as a little girl sitting at that restaurant and being so poised and mannered and calm. That's beautiful. And I like the connection that you brought up, that the Arcturians are the diplomats often called in. And, you know, of course, how perfect you would be born into a family that would nurture that aspect in you. Since you're a member of the Intergalactic Federation of Light, what role does the Intergalactic Federation of Light play in your work? And how do you collaborate with them, with the Star Regency, with the Interplanetary Councils? How does that all of that show up for you?
That's a fantastic question, Debbie, on a multiple level. So one of the things is to, because I an aspect of me is here in this form, this physical form, I got to experience the frequency or what we call the dimensional experience of what being an Earth human, the changes on the planet, whether it's in the grid system, right in the planetary core, looking at the human template shifting, behavioral pattern, protocol of communications. So it's complex to be on this planet because being an Earth human, it's complex. You have a lot of protocol, you have core values, there's ethics in place, you know, where nobody can go to your house and take something in your fridge and leave, say, see you later. You're going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Who are you? What are you doing here? And get out of my house. So there's a lot of protocol that are understood here. But for many of these other group consciousness, it is completely foreign. So part of my work, because of the experiences, the learning that even my group is having through my own planetary experiences, it helps us better redirect or make different suggestions, being able to reassess. So, for example, one layer we work with is the spiritual hierarchy of the earth, where it's overseen by masters. And so they understand the dynamic of the earth. We can have a more understood, more harmonized language. But when we move into certain interplanetary council, they may say, well, in our reality, all of you talk about the human emotion, the protocol, the communication, how to approach a human without overstimulating their immune system or the nervous systems, they have no really understanding of what it means. So we're teaching them what it feels like to move to a different vibrational experience. And that's how we call it. And so my role is really both. As at the same time, I will talk on behalf of the earth. I will talk about, you know, on behalf of humanity, what I see with the other stars see coming and the other frequency. And so when we come back and we interact with these other groups, it gives, in simple terms, a bigger picture, a better understood picture to what kind of assistance, what is needed, what needs to be released, what needs to be intervened. And I'll give two examples about intervention. A few years ago, when I was at a conference in Laughlin, something happened. I was a group of, let's say, from the dark light polarity was on site at the conference, and it created severe interference. So this is why I went into urgency. We need to have a council, a meeting right away. We need to intervene. There's interference at that place and be above and beyond and meaning on many levels. And so long story short, we discovered that this group who was creating distortion at a conference was in violation of a treaty. So this is why we brought it to an aspect of the council, because there's a multitude, it's very complex. But we brought it, and then there's an intervention, and then this group was extracted completely off planet from that place. And we were able to implement different measurement. But that helps tremendously, not only in my work, but also in the timeline of Earth herself, because that was a really big one. And I'm super simplifying what happened. There's much more to it, but it's the treaty violation. And my point is, that's one aspect of it. The other aspect is, I also seen in the past coaching some of these intergalactic groups who connect with human beings as channelers. And it's done by soul connection, soul agreements, and all of this. And it's all nice and dandy. The issue with that is that the human template is designed in a certain way. So imagining like a funnel, if you want to push down too much frequency of energy to the point that your funnel can break, or it will create a massive blockage. So we have to teach or to coach this group to say, look, you mean well, you want to transfer information frequency into the vessel of this channel, but at the same time, there's a potential that you may disrupt their immune system, the nervous system, and you can create even on the brain level, some kind of distortion. And I have seen clients coming to me say, oh, I've been channeling this high council for years, and my health has been having a lot of issue. And come to find out that the body could no longer hold the increasing in frequency. So again, it was too much coming into the body. So we have to work with the person who channel and with the group they're channeling from. So both aspects can be in harmony again. So that's another example of how it affects the work here.
What kind of projects or initiatives are the Federation currently focused on?
It depends on what branch, because it's like, think of it this way. If you look at a very elaborate government structure here from any country, and you will see, well, if I want to go into more diplomatic initiative, you will have a branch that will be assigned to this. If you want to go higher, it says, okay, beyond the diplomacy, we need to implement, let's say, a new agreement, or we have to, you know, intervene when there's a treaty violation, or when a planet is finally in the midst of a huge planetary change. Then there will be more specialized group within that structure that will be realigned to this. So we work a lot in conjunction with what we call the Council of Time. Mm-hmm. We usually have two guardians of time. When it pertains to timeline changes, then we're going to be going in that direction. Or right now we can see that on the DNA level, the genetic DNA level of human body is shifting. So we can work with the aspect of the branch that is more in tune, whether it's the ancient library for the human template with the Lyrans, for example, or other groups. So it really depends on what is it. Because when you talk about the word federation, it's a big label. It's a big umbrella, not label, it's a big umbrella. And that umbrella has a multitude of purposes, directions. More, it's more universal. Others will be more cosmic. Other will be more, okay, we're going to be assigned to a certain planet, like the Earth in a solar system. That's part of the little branch in the Milky Way. This is that council will be assigned for this. Others will overseas more on the creation level. So there's a multitude of branches, so to speak, if that makes sense to visualize it this way.
Yeah, absolutely. So interesting about the time and the timeline. And when you mention that the genetics of humans is changing, can you say specifically in what way?
Well, for example, like we talked about, is about stepping out of the slavery program or be a hard worker. And these cliche of work hard and then you have your reward, or you'll have to be able to earn a vacation. That's part of a gene that was incorporated into the DNA a long time ago to be better docile workers.
Was that something, can I just interrupt? Was that something the Anunnaki did to us?
It's part of it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's part of it. It really is. And they're not the only one, but yes, it's part of it. So that's an example of that gene that is transmuting. So you're no longer intuitively or unconsciously afraid of a higher authority or the programming to listening to your church or a religion or a book or a government or an institution. So this is all part of an aspect of what we see into the DNA template that is shifting. There's a reactivation, there's a transmutation that is done. And that's also to supporting all of you to realize what is your own reascension process going to look like or even feel like. So there's an individual process into it, because not everyone on the same state of consciousness. At the same time, there's a global, more planetary shift in that direction as well. Remember, you are part of the symbiotic part of the Earth. You're living in a symbiotic aspect with the ecosystem of a planet you call the Earth or Mother Gaia. So when there's changes in that ecosystem, it's reflecting into your own internal ecosystem.
Ooh. Wow. That's like a pause. That's very good. Thank
That's
you.
That's like a deep breath.
It is. It's like to ingest that information. That's incredible. And I love this deep connection and reflection with Mother Earth. So much I could say about that. It's very big for me right now with this connection. I spend a lot of time there. I want to talk about a synchronicity, make a little segue here. Because in December, I was looking for gifts for my partner, and I just wanted one little sort of a stocking stuffer. And I found Craig Campobasso's book, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac. What an amazing title, right? And I was like, all right, I'm in. That's something I'm going to get him. And then I find out in January that you are in Craig's documentary film, by the same title, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac, which I'm so excited about. Can you provide Vivian a sneak peek into this upcoming documentary?
Love it with a capital L, and I want to feel the presence of Pachamama, Gaia, as we speak. So, a sneak peek would be based on my experience. I'm really thrilled. I mean, super thrilled and honored that Greg brought me in, beginning with the book itself when he asked me, Vivian, would you make a contribution to the Arcturian section? And I'd say, of course, gladly. So we provide a contribution that was blend into other things. And then my name is in the glossary, so to speak, as a contributor. And I was already happy with that. But when the time came to turn the almanac into a documentary, then a beautiful production company based in Germany contacted me and all of us on Zoom. We did a series of interviews, and that's a few years back. It's at least 2 years ago. And so the Arcturian came and we'd have a dialogue with them, and everybody was so happy about it. And so 2 more years passed, and then about a week or so ago, Craig himself called me up on my cell phone because he has my private number, of course. And he says, Vivian, the documentary is fully ready to be launched. Plus, we're going to have the world premiere or the official screening at Contact in the Desert this year. At the end of May, it's going to be on Saturday, June 1st. And we're going to do afterwards an exclusive Q&A panel with the cast and crew. And of course, we want you to be part of it. So, of course, I said yes, and I will be back at Contact for the purpose of supporting Craig in the documentary. But now, if you look at the significance of this documentary coming up right in June energy, right almost in the midpoint of 2024, it's really about bringing another higher, more positive orientation about our star communities. It's about reopening these doorways freely. We completely read. It's a revolution of the word disclosure because it's no longer about disclosure. It's about reaccepting that paradigm that even coexists in your DNA to begin with. So imagining how many beautiful people will be in this documentary, including us, speaking from the heart, speaking from as representative and emissaries of these multitude of intergalactic groups, and to bring the next level of knowledge and activating, helping everybody to awaken finally with acceptance that this is a natural occurrence.
I
And
love
it's been
this.
right.
Yes, I'm so excited to hear you say all of this and to even tie all of this positivity and what's coming and what is here into this documentary. It's unveiling, it's official unveiling, A Contact in the Desert in June of this year. I'll be there, folks. Join us at the Coachella Valley. It's an amazing event. And then I want to ask a question based on when you talk about the cosmos and our connection, Vivian, how will, from this moment forward, how will our star brothers and star sisters powerfully play a role in new humanity, in the new earth? How are they going to show up? What will they do?
They have been doing their work for a very long time. Look how many of their representatives or their emissaries they are selflessly sending out to the planet to take on human form, be born, go through the bend of forgetfulness, go back to the ABCs of learning how to walk, talk, read, go to school. And who knows, when you think about high school, you go, oh, short circuit. Yeah. And going all of this and being spread out throughout the entire world. I mean, star seeds in the Philippines and New Zealand, Germany, throughout Europe. You are people from, the star seed in the UK, Canada, US. We are the star seeds are everywhere. So think of it as powerful anchor point of very specific frequencies that have been contributing for the generation into bringing finally the consciousness in that new alignment, to be accepted, to be ridiculed, to be transtoned at, to be embraced with love and all of the spectrum of colors, and dealing with the emotional aspect of humans. OMG, I mean, you have these faculties within you called emotions. Whoa. I attempted to explain that to the Federation and other group, and you go, emotions? No, I said, not just emotion, it's human emotion, the complexity in that, just that experience alone. So that is simply a strengthening of what has been going on for centuries. We're simply finally realigning ourselves. When you look in the stars, you know, looking just at bright stars, hoping to see a little duct in the sky, to see a ship and power up. Think of it as you communicating to a higher consciousness who wants to connect with you, to the higher consciousness back to you. Now, with the discernment, there are groups who have other intentions. There are groups who exist not just in the positive enlightenment spectrum, they exist into the opposite spectrum, where to them, to come to you, take what they want and leave, it's no big deal. Yeah. Because they don't have the same morality frame as you. To them, they're entitled to do that. And we encounter them, believe me, we have those aspects. So it's more of a rejoiceful reconnection, reunion in mastery, in intelligence, in certainty in your light, to know that you are part of this, but you understand that as there are diversity of light and on life here on the planet, imagine the diversity of life and consciousness in the universe. So get to know that point of connection, what we call your soul ancestry. Ask, I am ready, reveal to me what part of my soul ancestry belong to the intergalactic groups. What aspect do I represent in this lifetime? And how is it serving my sacred life mission here? And you will see that if you start to speak this way and you are listening, you're receptive to the answer, you'll be amazed to what really come to you. It's no longer a big secret anymore. It is available to all of us, and it's beyond having a spaceship landing on the lawn or in the mountain. We pass that. It's more consciousness reconnecting with consciousness.
Oh, what a great answer. That was so unexpected. And I loved every second of that, to bring it back to us. Right. We are already that. And Exactly. And it is a very interesting, oftentimes difficult, wonderful, wild experience to be a human in this incarnation. I every morning when I do my practice, which includes Mother Earth, I always call to my galactic family and I ask them, you know, guide me on my path. And I have to say this because it's important to me. I always say those who are benevolent and of the light, because I don't want anyone else answering that call, to your point. And I invite them to guide me, to give me their wisdom, to, you know, awaken inside of me who I really am, what I really am, all of it. I long for it, actually. And they've come to me in my dreams so far, which has been gorgeous, wonderful. And I long for even more. So I'm on board fully for whatever, you know, mission I'm here to do. And I know you are coming up, going to be a Conscious Life Expo. Big year for you. Conscious Life Expo, you are on two panels. You are speaking. You're part of the opening ceremony on Friday. Folks, the link so you can get tickets is in the show notes. So be sure to join us there February 9th through the 12th at the Los Angeles LAX Hilton Hotel. So what are you going to be speaking about, Vivian?
Well, thank you for asking. First, I'm excited to be on a panel called ET Origin, and you are the beautiful hosts. It's going to be amazing to explore aspect of this. I'm also on the panel called The Panel of Ascension on Sunday evening, hosted by Deborah Giusti, also another powerful lady in the community, and the Ascension Tips. I'm going to be speaking my keynote workshop this year. It's about the Arcturian Journey to Sacred Sites. I'm going to prepare a very beautiful PowerPoint presentation, pictures of different sacred sites that we went to. But at the same time, it's going to be a journey with the Arcturian, our interpretation of how these sites represent, how it interconnect to you today, and how it also contribute to the next level of movement changes on the planet. We're going to do some activations. We always are a blend of sharing knowledge, experience, and you can also get these activation and keep those seeds of activation in you to supporting you as gifts moving forward. The workshop, it's one of them. And then I have a lecture on, it's called Shifting into a More Fifth Dimensional Universal Time Matrix, which is more based about understanding truly the dynamics behind the cosmic human template changes. Because we need to have that soul-body connection and how your human template is really shifting. Again, activations, experiential. You will feel palpably the frequencies, the presence of my delegation. And it's always such a joy to be in your presence. So make sure you come and see us. And we have a booth as well on the mezzanine level. So M71, this is our booth with my husband, Peter, representing the angelic realm, working with tensor technology and its wonderful energy tools that are all completely handcrafted and very, very energetic. So come see us. We'll be there the whole weekend.
And I've joked with Vivian before that I'm going to be taking over her international fan club. It's definitely international. I mean, it's amazing. When I was in Mexico City there to speak, and somebody, a couple I've never met before from somewhere else in the United States, another speaker, just knew that you were on the roster to speak. You were going to be in the big main room. And he got so excited. He got so excited that I knew you. I couldn't believe beautiful people who really know your work, he and his wife. And it was so gorgeous to sit in that main room. It was a huge room to watch all these people show up to watch you on the screen to deliver your presentation. And then however many months later, I'm in Italy. Like, these have no connection. I'm in Italy in an ashram. I just went there to heal. And there's this amazing 28-year-old gal from Amsterdam. And somehow she brings up your name. Oh, yeah. Do you follow her? I listen to all of Vivian Chavez's Zooms and information and workshops she does. And I'm like, yeah, you want to text her? And it's kind of a joy for me to connect people with you because they walk away like, oh. Plus, of course, because of your demeanor, you're so gracious and so beautiful with people. They're like, it means everything to them. So globally, I know folks are knowing about you. People, go to her website. Again, it's infinitehealingfromthestars.com. There's so much there. Her radio show, her podcast, her workshops, speaking in many places where you can attend. And I want to ask you, Vivian, what are you next Dare to Dream? This is Dare to Dream. What are your future goals, visions?
Oh, I do have a really big dream slash goal and vision. In fact, on the etheric level, it already exists. Well, I have to be a little bit more patient to get a little bit higher of stabilization on the planet to happen. My ultimate goal and dream will be to teach worldwide in opening my own academy that will bring in the next level of direct teaching, training, but directly with the sacred art of the real aspect of the Arcturians like never before. And there's some aspect of the training I'm getting already right now, and it's going to be directly linked to our own archives and thousands of years of expertise. But it has to be done and brought in a certain way. That's because this is part of the future timeline. And this is truly what I'm here for. I'm here for that future timeline. So it's almost like, you know, like you have this huge conference and you have all these beautiful guests coming in. Everybody serve a purpose. Everybody has gifts. At the same time, there's a crescendo, and then the very last one enter the room, and they kind of bring everything to the next level. And it's almost like some of this why they keep showing me the same vision where I see myself waiting in a room, and it's a huge stadium, like almost like two, the large, almost like two football fields combined together, and people from all over the world coming. I see children, family, men, women, in the, depending of no matter where you come from. And I'm sitting in that room, and there's about 20 of us in that room, and I'm the only one sitting on my bench by myself, and I'm surrounded by my Arcturian, and it's just there. And I see a door, and I go like, "Can I go now? They're coming. They're here." "No, sit." "Can I go now? Where are they going? This one is going. Why are they going together? What am I sitting alone?" And they go like, "Breathe. It is imperative that you enter the room at the very last minute. You are that key of the future. There's an aspect of future aspect you need to bring. So all in good time." So the reason why I'm sharing that to you is to inspire everyone who's listening that there's no need to run, there's no need to rush. Be in the synchronicity of your soul. Feel it when it's the perfect timing. It's opening doors, and it's going to create much more positive ripple effect than if you were rushing into it. That's my point here.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the show. It's always a pleasure and an honor to connect with you.
The pleasure is all mine, Debbie.
I end the show with this quote from Diane Hall. If we are serious about dreaming our awakening into being and creating a peaceful, loving earth in which the heart, spirit, and soul are the only true leaders, we must continue to keep our focus on thoughts of unity and all that truly brings us together. Thanks for joining us today on Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. If you're listening to the podcast and you'd like to see myself and the guest, go to youtube.com/Debbie Dashinger or Spotify, where the videos also are. We are on all major podcast platforms. Next week on the show will be the amazing Neil Donald Walsh, the man who wrote 40 plus books and started with the Conversations with God book series. Boy, will we have a lot to talk about. And so if you like the show, please comment, please like. I read them all. And I'm so grateful for all of you on this ascension and human experience. Thanks for joining us today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing.